And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning, Friday morning. I hope everybody is doing well out there. 2 degrees outside, so hopefully you guys are staying warm. And joining us in studio this morning from Skank Insurance and Independence, we have Gary and Charles Skank. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, we're doing great. The sun's shining. It is crisp and cold, but it's beautiful, beautiful. Trees are glistening with the frost and snow, and it's just awesome. I want to read a verse from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. And this is the Apostle Paul, and he's writing this when he's in prison. And this is before all the codes were in place to make sure that prisoners were safe and protected and didn't have all kinds of bad things going on in their life.
Yeah, they just threw him in there and said, all right, take care of yourself, whatever.
Yeah, this was like a dungeon, I think. But he writes from prison. And by the way, the Apostle Paul writes one-third of the New Testament. So he's writing from prison, and here's what he says. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So I want to pull out two things. Let your request be made known. Let your request be made known. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. So that's a scripture I want to point out today. God is with us. God is here to help us. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we can know him, and then he can know us.
Absolutely. A great scripture there, and we appreciate you bringing that to us every Friday. And Charles, good morning. Hope you're doing well. And, of course, before we get started today, you let everybody know if they're tuning in for the first time about where you guys are located at. And also, you got some seminars coming up, correct?
That's right, Kyle. Good morning. I hope you're well. We are located in Independence, Kansas, at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down from Newton's True Value. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can find us on the internet at ins4unow.com, or you can find us on Facebook. We also have some Medicare seminars, new to Medicare or Medicare 101s, where we just go through the basics of Medicare. It's not a selling event. It's an educational and informational event. We actually have four of them coming up next week. First one is in Independence at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. And you're welcome to attend. You do need to call and put your name in. And next Tuesday is at Neosho. It's in
Chanute.
At the Al Rincon on Santa Fe. It's 11:30 a.m. And call and get on the list for there if you'd like to attend there. Wednesday is Parsons at the Remnant Cafe. It's on Main Street, and it's at 11:30 as well. A meal will be served at all of these. And then finally, on Thursday, there's a Medicare 101 Welcome to Medicare seminar at the Mexican restaurant there in Neodache. And for all the further details, locations, give us a call, and we can inform you and tell you which ones, tell us which one you'd like to attend.
Absolutely. So wherever you're at in the Four County area, there is going to be a seminar close to you. All right. Well, guys, again, I know you guys have been busy as of late. So what type of people have you been helping as of late?
Well, there's several different types of people. One person came to us a while back, and she was just looking at the world, and she didn't feel good about where the world was going, and she's close to retirement. She's in her late 60s, still working, and thinking, you know, I've worked all these years, I've accumulated this money, and I don't want to just watch it go down. She'd been through 08 and really took a hit on her account there. And, you know, that's a good number of years ago, and now she's further down the road, closer to retirement. And so she came to us and said, I want to get my money out of the market. And I just want to feel better about the future of my money. I don't want to watch it just go down. And she came in. I think you were there, Dad. I'm not sure. And we got it processed, got it transferred. And we specialize in helping people with accounts that are low risk or where they cannot go down. And she took it from a place where it was up and down, to a place where she knows it's going to be there.
And Charles, we done that tax-free.
That's right.
In other words, there's no taxes on that kind of a transaction, and we handle the transaction. It's kind of like when you buy a house. You know, you don't buy, you may not buy two or three houses in your lifetime, and it looks like a complex situation, but we handle this kind of stuff all the time, and it's not complex. We get it done. We know how to get it done, and it's not a taxable event. And when she's done, there's no fees. Whatever money she gives us, we give her a contract for that. There's
now,
no fees and no market risk for her.
That's right. And what's cool is she was still working in this situation. And so she was able to continue to still work. This money came from her workplace account. But because of her age, she was able to transfer, roll that money out, still keep it in IRA, like you said, tax-free.
Tax deferred.
But keep her job as well.
Keep her job, and she could still contribute to that account.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have to move all of it, Charlie.
No.
She could move part of it if she just wanted to make part of it safe.
Right.
You know,
that's an option.
Right, right.
So another type of person that we've been helping lately, Kyle, is somebody that just has money in the bank.
You know, Charlie, the first part of the year, we get these 1099s.
Oh, yeah.
We get our 1099s from our savings account, from our checking account, where there's a little dab of interest on those.
Yeah, yeah.
And people look at those and they say, wow, I am crazy.
Getting $3.86 for a whole year's worth of interest. And what is the bank getting when they loan our money out?
Well, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8%, depending on your credit score and so forth.
Right, right. So the bank is using us, and we're sort of getting the raw end of the deal, really.
That's right.
And so
when these 1099s come out, people say, well.
Yeah, yeah. And so, Kyle, we had a guy come to us, and he just had money just like that, sitting in the bank, going nowhere. And it's like, what can I do? So we showed him the options, and we have an account that's getting 2.85%. Now, people might be thinking, that doesn't sound like a whole lot. But if you're making 0.00 nothing, 2.85 is about 1,000 times better than that, right?
or as you guys put it, lazy money.
Right.
When it's sitting in the bank. So
right. And so?
So he put that money into an account, getting 2.85%. And with our accounts, you have 10% access every year.
Liquidity.
That's
liquidity.
Right.
A window where you can take some money out.
So if you put in $100,000, you can reach in and get $10,000 out without a problem, and every year. And so he now has on that, it was more than $100,000. Just pretend it's $100,000. He can get $10,000 out, but he's making $2,850.
Right.
Where before it was just change.
Right.
And $2,800 is a big deal for money that's safe and
partially liquid.
That's right.
And Charlie, we want to be clear. You know, we want people to have their emergency fund.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to lock up all their money, and we're not greedy, Charles.
No.
You know, I know some people have come to us and said, you know, that guy wanted all my money.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that more than once.
Yeah, they go to the broker, and the broker keeps digging and digging, and where's your money? How much you got? And doesn't stop until he's...
And we have to know something about what you have to a certain extent, because we have to know that we're not locking up all your money. We have to let the company know that this is a suitable situation for you. But we don't have to have all your money. We don't want all your money. We're not greedy.
Right, right. You know, there's two different worlds out there. There's in the financial, there's a risk and fee-based world where your money continually has risk that you're experiencing and fees that you're continually paying.
And that usually comes along with a prospectus.
Yeah.
That prospectus, Charles, has the fees in there. They don't show up on the statement, but they're in that prospectus. And you get one of those, and you ask about it, and they say, well, just throw it in a trash can. We've already talked about all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's where the fees are and the risk is.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of fine print there that is, if they have to make it in small letters, Kyle, you know, there's a reason.
The devil's in the fine print.
Right. And so they send you a prospectus, and they tell you to throw it away. But buried in that prospectus is they're telling you, you can and you will lose money. And your money, you're paying fees to have your money at risk as well.
But, Charlie, on the other hand, we don't want to paint the broker to be a bad person.
Oh, no.
They have their place.
That's right.
They have their place. But as we've talked about before, the closer you get to retirement, the closer you should try to make some of your money safe and protected.
That's right. That's right. You know, in our 20s and 30s, when we're really not really concerned about risk very much, we're just trying to grow that money. And the broker is a great asset then. As we get older, we believe that your money should get safer because you don't have the years to recover that you used to have. And you're in a different place. And so that's where we come in. That's the second world. First world is risk and fee-based. We are a safety-based world. We live in a safety-based world. That's where Dad and I operate in. We don't have any accounts where you can lose money or
Charles,
go down.
In 08, you mentioned 08 a while ago.
Uh-huh.
In 08, there was people that was planning on retiring. There was people that had retired. And when their 401ks become 201ks, they had to go back to work. They had to delay retirement. They had to whatever. And so it was a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can stay on this roller coaster because it's going up and forget that it can go down. And so we just need to remember history will repeat itself.
That's right. That's right. But the good thing is we can learn the lessons from history.
We need to learn the lessons rather than experience the lessons.
Right. Over and over again. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll learn about some more types of people that you guys have been helping. You're listening to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance and Independence. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back right after this. And welcome back to Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in Independence. And gentlemen, welcome back. And today we've been talking about what type of people you guys have been helping. And we're going to keep on moving on with that topic as of right now.
So the next type of people that we help, Kyle, is somebody that maybe they haven't gotten the joke of a 1099 from a bank. Maybe they're not really got the country necessarily on their mind, the future of the country, but they're just tired of riding the roller coaster.
And the roller coaster?
The roller coaster.
What's a roller coaster? I thought, I don't ride a roller coaster anymore, Charlie.
Yeah, you know,
I'm too old for that.
I haven't seen you ride a roller coaster in probably maybe 10 or 15
years.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
I don't even know the last time you rode a roller coaster.
Right.
But there's a lot of people your age that have their money in the roller coaster.
You serious?
That's right.
I think you'll fly out of there sometimes. You go over that hill too fast.
That's right. That's right. I believe that our money should match our lifestyle. Our money should match our values. While a lot of people in their 60s and 70s no longer ride roller coasters, their hard-earned money does.
You know, Charlie, I was at a lady's house just yesterday evening. Left there about 5:30. 74 years old. And the majority of her money is in a roller coaster situation where it can go up and down. And she has real concerns about other areas of her life where she might be have some risk and so forth, but she's not really seeing that as a risk. And I tried to help her to look at it as some risk, but anyway, I'm working with her on that.
Right, right. The other type of person comes to us, they say, I don't ride roller coasters anymore, but my money is, and I want to get my money off the roller coaster. And the roller coaster means they get a statement, and they're down $10,000. They're down 10%. And then the next one, oh, not down as much. I'm back up a little bit. But do you know those losses really cut? If I lose 50%, how much do I have to get back up to where I was?
Well, it'd be 50%, wouldn't it?
Nope.
No?
No.
Man, I'm no good at math, Charlie.
If you lose 50%, you have to have 100% gain.
Wow.
Just to get back to where you were.
Wow. Wow. Because if you only get 50%, if you had 100 and you lost 50, now you're at 50,000, and you get 50% back, you're at 75.
That's right.
Charlie.
That's right.
Man.
That's right. And so these losses really hurt us.
And then, Charles, if you're at a point where you have to start taking your required minimum distributions, and when you have to start taking out income and you're down and you start taking out money, you've got a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
That's working on your account fast.
If you're down 50%, then you're down another 10% with withdrawals. That's a
or even
5%. Yeah. Yeah. So losses are a big deal as we get older. And in our 20s and 30s, not so much.
Well, Charlie, I only had 39 cents when I was 20.
Yeah, right. You weren't really concerned about
it. If I lost it all, it wouldn't have been too much.
Right, right. Wouldn't have changed your life. But if you lose 50%.
When you're 65 or 70, or 60 even.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. A lot of,
right.
And, yeah.
So we live in the safety-based world. And, you know, we have clients, Dad, that have money in all three places.
That's right.
They have money that's at risk in the market. They have money in the bank.
Sure. And they're going to have some money in the bank for their emergency fund.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then they have money with us.
Right.
And the question we have is, how much of your money do you want to make safe?
That's right. We don't want all their money.
Right. Right. Whatever you want to make safe, that's what we want to help you
right.
with.
Right. Right.
And there's no pressure, no obligation.
That's
this
right.
is just what we do.
Right.
And so if you've got money, if you're riding on the roller coaster, you want to get some of that off. Some people, like we've talked about before, they put their toe in the water.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what? I'm going to give those guys $10,000 or $100,000, wherever they're at in their picture.
Yeah.
And let's see where it goes.
Right.
And
right.
And give us a test drive.
Yeah.
And
we have a lot of clients that started that way.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what do they do the next year?
Well, generally, they're giving us more money.
That's right.
They've done it lots of times. Lots of times.
That's right.
Lots of times. So come kick the tires. We're not going to twist your arm. Honestly, we don't have any arms in our dumpster where we've twisted arms off of somebody when they come to see us. We don't have any.
That was great, Dad. That's what everybody needs to know. Everybody's afraid of that, I'm sure. Everybody's can rest well now and have a great day.
Now, Charlie, what about our Medicare seminars? We have one in Independence on Monday, the 22nd.
At Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. This is a Medicare 101. Come and join us. Get a free meal. And just learn about Medicare. Tuesday is Neo Show in
Chanute
at El Rincon Mexican Restaurant in Santa Fe, 11:30 a.m. Wednesday is Parsons at the Remnant Cafe, 11:30 a.m. And Thursday is at Neo de Chez. There's a Mexican restaurant there.
11:30 a.m. So
all of these involve a free meal. Learn about Medicare, the basics, and come and enjoy yourself. Come and meet us.
Can't beat that. You get informed, plus you get a free meal. So, and there's going to, if you live in the four county area, obviously there's going to be one close to you. So,
right.
Be sure to get out there and check out those seminars. And Charles, before we get out of here today, though, where can everybody find you guys?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. And you can reach us on the phone at 620-331-8800, 331-8800. call for those Medicare reservations, call us and we can get you on the calendar. And you can find us on the internet at INS, the number four, the letter U, now.com, INS4UNOW.com, or on Facebook at Skank Insurance and Retirement.
All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And you guys be safe heading back to Independence today.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for keeping the fire on here. It feels pretty good in here.
It does. All right. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Again, you guys be safe out there. And we'll talk to you guys next week. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have some other fun stuff for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.